Alan, good to have you with us. What do you have for the tech report today?
Thanks, David. There's been some interesting news lately regarding the investment that lenders and investors have been making on technology transformation. A few quick notes that occurred this week. Cloudverga announced that they raised $50 million to deliver a truly digital mortgage. SunTrust just released what they're calling their Smart Guide mortgage application. Notarize raised $20 million with help from different investors. And Devant Technologies is letting lenders on a pilot program see all Fannie and Freddie options. Did you know that in the fourth quarter of 2018, and we may have mentioned this, MBA reported that costs have risen to manufacture a loan to over $8,000. And while technology is a part of that cost and will continue to rise, projects that implement technology to add that certainty and replacement of laborious tasks are on the rise. So many are continuing to spend significant efforts around the point of sale and borrower experience. We are almost forced to start with some interest around the borrower satisfaction and helping them know that you're modernized and that you're focused on transparency to them and helping them close their loan faster. And for your LOs, you want them to have better products, greater certainty, and better turn times. And while many of us would like to work on the back end before the front end, I believe there's a way. And to make it there, we have to be careful of what I call roadmap risk. So what does that mean? It's simple. As you embark on your digital journey, it's important to stay aligned with the end goal and to make sure that the vendors you choose have flexibility. In the last year, I've been working with some really smart lenders that fit into three buckets. First, those of you that want to get started and you've been weighing out your options. You've seen all the demos and you're working to make a decision on which vendors to pilot a program with. Next, are those of you, you've tried a vendor only to find out that the project went off the tracks. Either your expectations were not met in the right time frame or features were not aligned with your expectations. And third, those of you who are building your own system. You've tried vendors and decided to customize that experience or build your own with your own technology team that you already have in place today. In all three scenarios, the common thread is that the vendor was not able to provide the true final expectation that the lender needed or for the workflow to be supported. And with so much activity in the market, it's hard for those vendors to keep up with everyone's requests or to choose where to make those adjustments outside of what they've already made to be customizable. So how do you avoid what I call roadmap risk? First, I think you really need to meet with your internal teams. Map out the true path and expectations. Everyone's buy-in is very important. And I've met with a number of lenders that didn't have all the right people included in the beginning, not by fault, but they weren't well aligned. So it's very important to meet with your internal teams and map out that true path and what everybody's expectation is. Use that map, the end result, to work with your vendors, including your LOS vendor and other vendors that may be part of the workflow. When you define success, you will be driven to that success. And when you train your staff and you implement that process, everyone will be on the same page and you'll meet those goals together. Then you can focus on those future phases or those next needed features. By the way, let's give a good word to all the vendors out there. You really do have great technology and your investments and improvements continue to move at a fast pace. So there you have it for today, roadmap risk. Vendors can't support everyone's changes as quickly as everyone would like them. And if you have a good plan, well-defined and accepted by everyone, you'll have success. To everyone at MBA Secondary, have a great conference. David, back to you.
Thanks, Alan. Really appreciate that update. You can get a hold of Alan at ALLEN at TMS-advisors.com.